So I want to talk about some stuff about the what I've been doing online and what has been giving me a hard time. Now this is, I'm driving today. This is a new format we're trying. This is Drive Time with Michael Corman. This is your Sunday morning. This is talk radio. This is, I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know how to do this radio thing. You know, they have real professionals for this. What am I doing? This is the Self-Defined Human Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Corman. We're driving on Sunday morning. We're going to talk about what Michael's been doing online for this past year. Really for this past 2 years. But it's been in high gear the second of the 2 years. This past year, since the beginning of 2020, since the beginning of the COVID pandemic. That's what it's been. Isn't that crazy? 2020, and here we are. This is in February of 2021. This has been sometime later. This has been almost a year after that. And here we are in the second month of the year. What's that all about? So as I look back at this time, I see a whole bunch of problems. Now, I started this online thing, this online character, Michael Corman, from michaelcorman.com, the INTP, because I was trying to sell a piano course. That was the idea. It's all about piano, all about music, because I'm a musician, and I wanted to help people with music. Because I had some insights into music, and I had ways of doing music that worked very, very well for me. And they worked very, very well for a few people that I came in contact with. But I wanted to spread that. I wanted to spread the message and help other people. But it didn't work out so well. Because there are a lot of people out there who have it in for me. They want to take me down. They want to put an end to this because they have their own issues and they want to finish this thing. They want to make it so that their issues can dominate the headlines instead of Michael's. Instead of humanity's issues, the issues that would help humanity. Play music. But they don't care because they're more concerned about the fact that Michael Corman doesn't speak using the words that they like, even though they have no interest in music. They have no interest in anything that I'm doing. But somehow they latch onto me and want to take me down. And this is considered socially acceptable behavior, and I don't blame them for it. Let me be clear. They are ignorant. They have no idea what they're doing. They don't understand how it is that cultural forces are shaping what they are doing. That cultural forces have led to the evil that they are perpetrating. That is how the story always plays out, time and time again. When Jesus was on the cross, he said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." I understand fully what he was going through. I get it. Because what he was trying to do was help the world. That was his mission. He wasn't trying to tell people that they shouldn't be gay. He wasn't trying to tell people that they should stone witches. That's nothing to do with it. He was trying. He had some insights. They're the same kinds of insights that I've had, and he was trying to share them with the world. Now, he did it probably in a pretty stupid way. It's hard to say that because look what happened. You know, you got this whole big movement. Here we are 2,000 years later. We're still talking about it. Was that stupid? I don't know. The Buddha did it 2,600 years ago. We're still talking about that. And they didn't kill him. Buddha died of natural causes. I believe he had an illness. They did not kill him. He was somehow smarter about it. I have to think he was. He was probably more enlightened than Jesus was. I don't know if that's true. Who knows? It's hard to tell. This stuff is all myth and legend at this point. It's hard to say what really happened. But the story of Michael Corman is still being written, and we'll have to wait another 2,000 years to hear how that one turns out. We're not going to know right now. But we, each and every one of us, have a role to play in the story of Michael. Each one of us can determine the direction the story goes in. We can each play our part. We can be the bad guys, or we can be the good guys. We can be the ignorant villains, or we can be the wise heroes. It's up to us. So what is it? When you see Michael Corman posting something about piano playing, posting a couple helpful tips about how to play the piano, or posting a couple helpful tips about how to meditate, and you want to say to him, Michael, I don't think that you're going to get customers doing it that way, because nobody wants to hear somebody who's angry. Nobody wants to hear somebody who's shaming them. Nobody wants to hear somebody, etc., etc., etc. You might want to consider the social pressure that you are attempting to inflict on Michael Corman. I mean, think about it. Where did you get that? Where did you learn to talk that way? And are you at all interested in what Michael is offering? Because the people who tend to complain about the way that I speak tend not to be interested. It's very, very rare that somebody will complain about how I'm talking about piano, and then I ask them, oh, so do you have a problem with piano playing? Would you like my help with this? And they say, oh no, I have no interest in that. I don't play the piano. Or they say, no, I teach piano. I know how to play the piano. I have no problem with it. Like, why are you talking to me? And now, see, the problem goes in on a deeper level now, because now Michael Corman has to deal with these people. These people who are saying to him, blah, 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 you suck. Okay? How am I going to react to that? I haven't really done much with music for the last year. Okay? I'm not living in that world the way that I was a year ago when I started this. Okay? COVID pretty much put an end to that. I think it was also my Facebook post that put an end to that. Because, again, people are looking for witches to burn. So, my marketing, which is not, look, again, I'm not, I know that by saying stuff like this, I know I'm attracting more of that. I know that. But this is ridiculous. It totally is. What am I supposed to say? I'm reacting to what's happening to me. So you people, from marketing groups that I've joined to learn about online marketing so that I could spread my message better. Now you guys are now crowding around me, trying to take all of my energy and direct it into that, into you, into the way that I'm speaking that you don't like. How am I supposed to react? And you say, well, Michael, why don't you just focus more on talking about piano? I can't talk about piano because I'm a human being. Do you understand how that works? Like, human beings react to what's happening in their environment, and you are crowding my environment. Why don't you shut up? Or not, it's up to you. But if you don't, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to talk more about this stuff. This is what my podcasts are going to be about, because this is what's happening to me. And I don't know who's going to pay for this. I don't know what service I'm providing right now. All I can say is this is something I'm doing on the way to talking about piano. I'm trying to work through this so I can somehow get it to where piano is what is in my environment. This is the fallout from trying to learn about marketing. This is what has happened. Trying to learn about marketing, I accidentally made my face shown and attracted these people. These people who don't care about my marketing, they don't care about their marketing. All they care about is my attitude. And they don't understand anything I'm talking about. They have no understanding of it. Because what... So, I started with doing piano, and piano was a problem because, you know, there's all these idiots in piano world. Now, there's a forum called Piano World. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just mean the world of piano. It's like Super Mario World. The Mushroom Kingdom. And by the way, I was doing that, too. Do mindful video gaming on Instagram. Lost a lot of followers that way because yoga teachers hate video games. Because yoga teachers are all about morality, which is one of the paths. It's one of the part of the Noble Eightfold Path. Is the path of morality. You've got right speech and you've got right livelihood and all that. And that's all totally misunderstood. Totally misunderstood. But you got to understand that the reason that people are into meditation is because of morality. It's because they somehow, their parents gave them a hard time and convinced them that they were bad people and they want to fix that. I have zero interest in that. It didn't used to be that way. But I've had insights, the way that Jesus did, the way that the Buddha did. I'm not as enlightened as the Buddha was, but I hope to get there someday. But I've had enough insights that I understand something about what's up here. And I know there are people that are going to have a big problem with the way I'm talking. And I don't know what to say about it. It drives me nuts, and I have to work through this. I have to get to the point where I am so angry at these people and totally willing to destroy them so that I can somehow clear that out of the way and get to a point where when I try to offer help and people get pissy with me, that I can somehow, without skipping a beat, go right back to offering help. That's extremely difficult to do. I mean, really hard to do. To the point where I can, when they are hanging me up on the cross, I can say, no, it's no problem. No, they're not the ones to blame. They don't really understand what's going on. They just don't get it. That's the issue. Don't get mad at them. Just ignore them. They're just minor side characters in this story. That is what's being asked of me here. That is not an easy task. So my challenge to those idiots out there, those idiots that want to take me down, that want to string me up, and I'm talking about my friends, the people who have faceless, nameless trauma that they cannot identify, that causes them to want to exert this sort of control. They don't even know what they're doing. My challenge to them is shut up, do your own work. If you think that my work is valuable, then let's talk about how you can help me with it. But if you want to just ask me questions about why I'm doing things the way I'm doing and just continue challenging me, I'm going to go through it, sure. So... that's what's going to happen. So I don't know what to do. I really don't. It's just going to be painful for me. That's the way it's going to be. I'm not smart enough to know how to work through it. I mean, I'm traumatized myself. Like, there's just no way to deal with it other than this. Some people out there are going to think that I'm asking for help right now. I get it. I get you're going to hear that. That's your issue. And then you're going to try offering me help, and then I'm going to try to reject your help, and you're going to get mad because I'm rejecting your help. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not asking for help. Did I ask for help? I mean, play it back. Like, rewind it and listen again. Did you hear me asking for help? But Michael, you don't realize you're asking for help. Okay. I'm being very, very clear. Extremely clear. I created this online business to teach how to play the piano. Because that was difficult, I then started teaching meditation because I saw that the only way that people were going to understand what I said about piano was if they understood something about meditation first. So I thought I would start teaching the prerequisite to piano. That's it. I am not doing anything else. There is nothing else going on here. I am not a guru. I'm not trying to teach you how to live a moral life. I'm not trying to set an example of how to live a moral life. That is not what I'm doing. I'm not trying to teach you how to get rid of anger. I'm not trying to teach you how to get rid of stress or anxiety. I'm not trying to teach you anything of that sort. I'm not trying to teach you how to be a spiritual person. I'm not trying to teach you how to be a Buddhist. I'm not trying to teach you anything like that. I'm not trying to teach you how to avoid lying. I'm not trying to teach you how to stop being manipulative. I'm not trying to set an example of somebody who doesn't lie and who is not manipulative. Do not throw any of that in my face. Do not try to threaten me with any of that. Do not try to take me down over any of that. Those are your problems. Those are your insecurities. If you have a problem playing the piano, let's talk about it. If you have a problem meditating, let's talk about it. Those are the only two problems I'm willing to help any of you with. The rest of you need to get a life. You have nothing to do with this. You are completely a distraction. You are trying to hijack my life because I don't know why and I don't care why. You need to figure it out. I will fight back if you fight me. I will do everything in my power to destroy you if you fight me over this. I have a right to decide what I'm teaching online. I'm being extremely explicit about this. If you don't like my yoga video, if you don't like my sense of humor, if you don't like anything I say about any words that I choose to use, you are more than welcome to use your own words in your own content. You are more than welcome to make your own yoga video. You have no understanding of why I made mine. You don't care why I made mine. All you want to do is just push your own agenda on me. You have no understanding of what I'm doing here. And if you will not give me the benefit of the doubt and try to understand, then I will destroy you. Okay, is that clear? This is not a game. This is going to get very, very messy. I'm going to make more podcasts like this until you people go away. So, I hope that clarifies things. I hope that makes it obvious what I'm doing here. Like, I just want, it's like a little disclaimer, just putting it in there. Just so you know, fine print, Michael's only doing piano and meditation. That's it. This isn't, I'm not your rabbi. I'm not your therapist. Not your life coach. Not your shaman. Not any of that. Just a piano teacher who just also happens to not even teach meditation, just giving you some tips about meditation. I have a meditation course. It's called No Problem. I'm in denial because, of course, there's a problem because all of you idiots are making a problem for me. And now this is just going to generate more of it. I know that, because you can't let it go. You realize I'm just reacting to what you're doing. So, well, fine. I guess nobody has a problem with music. Nobody has a problem with music. Nobody has a problem with meditation. Everybody finds music and meditation to be easy. That's amazing to me. I struggled so much with those things. I tried meditating from the time I was like 13 until the time I was like 34, like on and off meditating. And it's just like, just confusing. Like, I know the rest of you have those issues too, because I hear it. But maybe you don't see it. Maybe you're ignorant, like Jesus said. That's possible. Okay. Well, good luck. I hope that you get everything. I hope that meditation makes your life as perfect as you are claiming it is. I really hope it does. I hope that you're getting in your 2 hours of meditation every day. I hope that that's easy for you. I hope you have no issue with that at all. I'm sure you don't, because according to you, you know how to meditate. You have no problem with it. I hope that you're all mastering all of your musical instruments. I hope you have no problem playing in tempo. Hope you have no problem with technique. I hope you have no problem with tension. I hope you have no problem with musical expression. I hope all those things are easy for you. They should be, because according to you, they are, because you know exactly what to do. That's great. Good for you. Good for you. I wish I had that kind of talent. I wish I were dealt that hand. I wasn't. So I suffer in silence. I suffer isolated, alone. Okay. Glad that you all are totally understood by everybody that you speak to, that you know exactly what words to use so that everybody can immediately understand you, and that you're making tons of money selling your stuff online. I'm glad the money's rolling in. That's nice. That's really nice. Okay. I'll just sit here and suffer. Okay. I'm at my destination. So I'm done. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.